We will next go on to agenda item number five. That is PR 2025-020025, minor plat application number 2025-00041, CSI Cartesian Surveys Inc. Ryan Mulhall, agent for Sean Harawala, requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot tract 1A, Sunport Park, zoned NRBP. Subject property is located at 1321 Flightway Avenue Southeast between Interstate 25 and University Boulevard Southeast. Subject property contains approximately 4.5612 acres in area. Mr. Mulhall, are you still with us this morning?
Yes, hello again. This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, Inc. Address PO Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87174, serving as agent.
Mr. Mulhall, thank you so much. Let me swear you in. Please raise your right hand. You swear or affirm the testimony I provide on this matter will be the truth.
I do swear.
So we had deferred this from the last hearing, August the 27th, to allow for some discussion with the Parks and Rec folks. Certainly give you the opportunity to present the request, but just wondering how that discussion went.
Yeah, this is Ryan with Cartesian. We did have a constructive conversation with Parks and Rec. They decided that, given kind of the obstacles for providing the asphalt trail that they'd initially requested, that they were going to back off from that request. There's just a lot of hurdles in order to have us connect to the park, as well as, for our site to maintain security and reasonable level of separation from public areas. And so, we had a productive conversation with them, and at the end of the day, they decided that the asphalt trail would no longer be required. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'll come back to you just a second, Mr. Mulhall. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see that your hand is raised. Let me swear you in, please. Do you swear affirm the testimony I provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, sir.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So I want to speak on behalf of Parks here. They did submit a memo here noting that they have no objections to the request and to the requested action. And plan staff coordinated with park staff, and they have rescinded their requirement for a trail to be added to an infrastructure list. And so I just wanted to put that on the record that they had no objections to the requested action, and seeing that it segued into the topic discussion with the applicants team. So,
okay. Thank you very much for that, Mr. Rodenbeck. Again, as I mentioned in my comments to Mr. Mulhall, I know that, or I'm aware, obviously, and for the record, this matter was originally discussed last DHO hearing. My preference, Mr. Rodenbeck, unless instruction is given otherwise, we go back through and hear from the other members of our DFT team, and then give Mr. Mulhall and or the property owner an opportunity to provide closing comments. Would that work for you?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you so much. Mr. Mulhall, just very briefly, sir, again, I know we've discussed this at the last hearing, but would you just give a brief explanation of the proposal, just so we have it on the record as it relates to this particular hearing on the matter?
Certainly. So this is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian. The proposed action is to subdivide an existing lot 1A into two new parcels, lot 1A1 and 1A2. We also provide a blanket cross lot access and drainage easement that's noted as easement 8 on the plat. And so those little labels are under each of the labels for the names of the lots. That's really the only proposed easement for the properties. There's sufficient existing easements for utilities and so on. There is an associated infrastructure list for the project that promises sidewalk along the north side of Flightway, the south side of our proposed lots. And that's limited to on the west end of our lot, 1A1 on the west, to the east end of 1A2. So full coverage of sidewalk along that. There's sufficient space in the right of way to place that, as well as reasonable landscape buffer. So we think we're in good shape to get approved today. And so with that, we await comment. Thank you.
Ms. Mahal, thank you so much. Before I jump to our DFT members, let me ask for any members of the public that are interested in providing testimony on item number 5, which is PR 2025-020025. If you would please raise your hand and let us know of your intention to testify. Scrolling through, I'm not seeing anybody at this point. Last call for any member of the public to provide comment on item number 5. All right, Mr. Mahal, hold tight and let's hear from our DFT members and then I'll come back to you. Let's start with the Water Authority. Mr. Gutierrez, good morning.
Morning.
Let me swear you in real quick. Do you swear affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
The Water Authority has no objections on this one. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next, let's go to hydrology. Mr. Chin, good morning.
Good morning.
Let me swear you in real quick. Swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth.
I do.
Thank you, sir. What are hydrology comments?
Ti Kuan Jin, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. For future development, grading drainage plan will be required prior to building permit. That's all from hydrology. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the comments. Mr. Armijo, let's do transportation next, please. Sir, do you swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Okay. Appropriate sidewalk is shown on the infrastructure list. We have no objection. For future development, an approved TCL will be required prior to site plan. Also, a traffic scoping form would need to be submitted to determine if a traffic study would be required.
Mr. Armijo, thank you so much. Mr. Rodenbeck, will you be doing code comments, sir?
I will, sir.
Thank you, sir. Just remind you're still under oath. What are code comments, please?
Mr. Chairman, Rodenbeck had no comments on this.
Okay. And you covered previously, you covered the
Yep.
parks comments, Parks and Rec. So appreciate that. And will Ms. Montoya be providing planning comments?
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Good morning. Thank you so much, ma'am. Do you swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
This is to the agent. Please provide a copy of the finalized landfill assessment report to Environmental Health and Planning. Environmental Health will be required to sign the plat due to the landfill buffer. Project and application numbers on the plat and infrastructure. An IIA infrastructure improvements agreement with financial guarantee is required. A copy of the AGIS approved DXF file must be submitted prior to the final sign off of the plat. The date of the DHO approval shall be recorded as well. I will place these comments in the chat.
Very much appreciated, Ms. Montoya. Thank you so much. That being said, Mr. Mulhall, let's jump back to you. Any questions of our DFT staff members and their comments and/or any closing remarks?
This is Ryan with Cartesian. No questions, but I do want to note that we did supplement in the landfill study with the most recent materials that we provided on ABQ plan. And so that study has been completed. And so the environmental health representative will be able to fully evaluate that. I know before we only had a memo. And so the full study is now available. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ryan. Okay, appreciate, thank you, Ms. Montoya, for that. Appreciate everyone's testimony. I'm going to close the floor on agenda item number 5. And I'm going to approve item number 5, PR 2025-020025, minor plat application number 2025-00041. Because the proposal meets the applicable requirements of the Integrated Development Ordinance, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. This approval is predicated on the following conditions. First, please provide a copy of the finalized landfill assessment report to the Environmental Health Department. Mr. Mulhall, I know you mentioned that that has been submitted. Next, the Environmental Health Department will be required to sign the plat in relation to the landfill buffer. Next, the project and application numbers need to be added to the plat and the infrastructure list. Next, the IIA infrastructure improvement agreement with financial guarantee is required in association with this project. Next, a copy of the AGIS approved DXF file must be submitted prior to the final sign off of the plat. And then last, the date of the DHO approval must be added must be recorded on the plat. Thank you to everybody. That will conclude agenda item number 5. Thank you to everybody for your participation and testimony this morning. Next will be agenda item number 6. This is PR 2024-010951, also known as PR 2024-010951.